August 29th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, allow me to captivate your hearts with holy love. This is the way to true holiness and in living in the truth. So many these days remain bound up in worldly pursuits. When your heart is in the world, you cannot realize your potential in holiness. If there is no space in your heart for my truth, you will continue to live in falsehood. Empty your hearts of worldly affection. The allurements of the world offer you only passing joy. As your judgment, I look only at what is in your heart. If I do not find true personal holiness, the soul cannot claim his position in heaven." A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 1 through 4. "If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory." Another note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 5. "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander into myths. As for you, always be steady, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.